speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Fee.
Tonight, we are blessed to be able to look into God's Word with various questions that have been submitted. And as always, we want to answer the questions not just in a very basic way, but rather to go to the Bible and to see exactly what God has to say. Is it biblically acceptable or permissible for Christians to withhold a portion of their contribution in order to help others? More specific, with regard to this individual who called, they said that there is a member of the church who is going through an ordeal in their life, and that they are on a very limited income, and that the congregation had taken up special contributions to be able to assist this individual. Yet at the same time, this person and their spouse had been helping personally, and they wanted to know, though, that if it would be possible for them to take some of the money that they were contributing to the congregation and help this individual with those funds. So tonight I want us to look in depth as to what God commands and then also some principles that I think are applicable to this situation. To begin with, God commands Christians that we are to give back to the church upon the first day of the week. Giving back is an idea or an understanding that something has been given to us. We've said before, according to what the Scripture teaches us, that everything that we have in life is a blessing from God. God blesses us with life itself. God blesses us with good health and the intellect and the ability to go out and to earn our keep. He even opens up doors for us to be able to go and to accomplish these things. And therefore, as we lay by in store upon the first day of the week, on the Lord's Day, in essence, we are literally giving back a portion that God has bestowed upon us or blessed us with. And as we think with reference to the things that we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, Paul was giving order, he says, to the church of Corinth as he had given to the churches of Galatia. Whenever he says that I'm giving order, he's giving a direction. He's giving a commandment for these individuals to understand and to comply with. He says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by in store, that there be no gathering whenever I come. What he says there with the idea that there be no gathering whenever I come, Paul was planning a visit to Corinth, and he did not want to have to go from one place to the other to be able to collect those funds. But rather, he says, I want them to be in one central location, and the time for that giving is to be upon the first day of the week. If you go to the original language, the Greek language helps to bear out is that he's speaking in context that upon every first day of the week, Christians are obligated, as well as I will go on to say, we are privileged to be able to give back unto God. Christians are also commanded to give this offering as they have prospered, and it is to be given in a cheerful manner. For God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 7 through 10 teaches us this. Whenever God says that we are to give as we have prospered, there are some individuals who do not prosper and therefore they're not obligated financially to give back. There are others who prosper very well and therefore their obligation or responsibility would be much greater than many other Christians, because others are not as prosperous as what this individual might be themselves. Also, I want to take the opportunity to point out, as you have prospered, I've been asked before, if you are only paid every 2 weeks, is it okay for you to just give every 2 weeks? And I think from a biblical standpoint, by all means, that would be acceptable. Yet at the same time, I do think that we could plan our budget to the point to where we can lay it back and give on a weekly basis. And the reason that I suggest that is simply because it is good for those who are in our eye shot to be able to see that we are contributing so that they do not question whether or not we are giving. And then also not only for our brothers and sisters' sake, but even for those who are outside of the body of Christ. It's very beneficial, I think, for these individuals also to see that we are giving on a weekly basis. That is a suggestion that I would offer. And we are to give cheerfully, not grudgingly, not saying, oh, I'm giving because I have to, but rather giving because we know that God is the one who has bestowed the blessings upon us, and therefore we are happy, we are joyful to be able to give back a portion that we know will be used for the work of the church. In this, when I point out that God commands us to do these things, as Christians, we understand that this is a requirement, and that as we give, we are giving as we prosper, and as we are giving according to the way in which we are able to give, we are also, if you would, even though we're not writing a pledge down and such, but in a sense, whenever we do that on a weekly basis and it is a set amount, the eldership looks at that and we seek to be able to make a budget, so to speak, for the year based off of what we give as a congregation. And therefore, from there, we invest into the various works that we have going on. Whenever people cannot give as they have been doing so, that's one thing. But if people elect not to give whenever they have been doing so, then to me that's another thing, because then that would throw the budget into a dilemma where that we might have to cut somewhere along the lines. And therefore, we've got to be very careful, very cautious when we look to our giving and to make sure that our giving is in a manner as we have prospered, but also that as we are giving that we will be able to enable to help the church continue to do the works that we have planned from year to year. In addition to our giving collectively and then helping as a collective body, God also commands us as Christians to help others with their needs. And this is on an individual basis. As we have given upon the first day of the week, that is one thing. And that goes for the work of the church, and a work of the church can certainly be to help those who are less fortunate, to begin with those within the congregation, but then also those outside of the congregation. Yet in that, as Christians, we are to understand that as we would have opportunity conjoined with the ability to help others in the church or even help individuals outside of the body of Christ to the glory of God's name, then we ought to be engaged in doing that work also. It's not a take from one so that we can do the other. I believe that our contribution needs to come first and foremost, and then we help on the outside of that, on a personal level, according to the abilities and the opportunities by which we are given. There are some principles that I want us to consider. To begin with, as we think with reference to the giving, going to the context of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through verse 6, the Apostle Paul, in addressing the saints at Corinth, he rebukes them for pledging to give a year ago. And he praises congregations that have given according to the promise that they have made. But he says, you have promised a year ago, and this is paraphrase, but yet at the same time you have not followed through with that. Because they failed to give, Paul condemns them for that, according to the way in which they had pledged a year ago. And I would take and to apply that, I believe, a principle is that as we have been giving, the church becomes dependent upon that, as well as we become expectant of that in a sense, unless people cannot, for our health reasons or things of that nature, we use those funds and expect those funds so that we can continue on with the work of the church. My suggestion to this individual who called is that keep on giving as you have been doing, because number one, we know that the church is using those funds for the works of the church, and then speak with your eldership, and if there is a need there, because she has said that they have had special contributions to help out with those needs, if there is a need there, surely the eldership knows that. If they are not aware of it, then they need to be made aware of that, and maybe as a congregation you can assist this individual. So that would be my suggestion with reference to this person, but also other situations that might parallel or be similar to this.